The first reading today lays out for us the set of qualities what St. Paul would think great and important foundations of a good minister of the gospel. But I think all of that all boil down to the zeal for the gospel and the ability to stay faithful to the mysteries of faith. Oftentimes, nowadays, I'll be the first one to raise up my hand saying that the expectation for priests, deacons, and bishops to become good administrators. Those things are important. I'm not denying that, because we are called to be good stewards of people's hardworking contribution, money, gifts. But also, at the same time, we must not lose focus on why we're doing all of this. The administration of the parish, of the diocese, or whatever ministry we've been assigned to, is ultimately to lead people to God, to explain the mystery of faith, and to help them fall in love with the faith. If we miss this purpose, if we miss the reason, then we lose focus on our mission. We lost sight of who we are and why we're doing it. And ultimately, we lose sight of what gives us joy and who gives us life. Therefore, the qualities, I think, of a minister of the gospel need to be the joy of the gospel. And Pope Francis has written about this when he wrote his epistle, asking each and every one of us to be that joyful minister in sharing the gospel to all. And the gospel really set us free. The gospel reading today, as a matter of fact, Jesus did a miracle. He raised a dead man. But that man was only resuscitated. He will die again. But we, as believers, will never die. Because this life is not the end. It will close life here on earth, but the beginning of eternal life. Do you believe in the eternal life? Do you and I prepare for eternal life? Do we yearn for eternal life? Or have we become so bogged down, so focused on the tiny and unimportant things of this world? Have we become so politically correct? Have we become so politically charged? Have we become transactional in our faith? Have we become so self-focused that we have lost sight of eternity? My brothers and sisters, never lose sight of who loved us and who has set us free, and lose sight of who is waiting for us when we die, when we go on to live for eternity. Who? Fall in love with God and share that joy that He had given us through the gospel, and preach the gospel well. Rise, do not weep, but let your heart and my heart rejoice in Him.